Last week, I did attend the ISO New England half-day session where they talked about the energy forecast, which had been mentioned that we have adequacy through 2022. Daniel Esty from the Connecticut Department of Energy was there outlining the strategy that Connecticut has come up with. One of the things he had said was that they're looking for complementary power sources such as hydro and wind or solar. So I guess the question, and maybe it's too technical for this forum tonight, but something I'm curious about is whether they're looking to establish this transmission line from Canada all the way down through New Hampshire into Mass and Connecticut so that they can hook a lot more wind in so that when wind is available, they use that. When wind is not available, they look to use the hydro. I don't know if anybody has any thoughts or answers on that.
Only thing I can say is that the part of the line that is the DC current, what that means, direct current, means is you can't jump on and off. It's not accessible. So that line that goes from over the border to Franklin is not able to be tapped into by other power sources.